Hello and welcome to Test Pilot, the podcast where you may as well watch the whole show instead.
I couldn't have said it better myself, Mark.
I'm your host, Mark, and I'm joined by my co-hosts, Cassie and Kale.
Hey.
Boom.
First, I have a new review.
What's this review you've been talking about? That you won't stop talking about, actually.
The other day, someone described the podcast to me as, yeah, look, I tried to listen.
Oh, not a good start. No. Not a good start, but we might get them back at the end, Kale. We might get them at the end.
We might get them.
It was too hard to follow. I had to turn it off.
Right. Have you put them on a no matter what then?
Yeah.
No, I said to them, I was honestly like, you should hear no matter what.
What episode did they give a listen to?
I don't know.
Who is this person? What's their name? And where do they live roughly?
Yeah. Drop their dates. Okay. I'll bleep it out.
Yeah, dox them.
Shannon Connolly. She lives in Coogee.
Shannon Connolly.
She's from Ireland.
Hello, my name's Shannon Connolly and I don't like this.
Literally,
mess.
I'm really sorry for the biggest basic bitch name I've ever heard in my entire fucking life.
That's not nice. I love her.
Jesus. I bet she just eats only mashed potatoes.
I think her pinkies are probably permanently up as well. Probably.
I don't think I've Shannon ever seen her. Connolly. I've seen her make mashed potato. For
yeah,
sure.
What? Out of powder and fucking milk?
Yeah,
no.
She's definitely a Deb girl. You know, she goes to the supermarket and goes, I'll just get Deb
Such
mashed
a
potato.
Deb.
Interesting enough, she boils the potatoes
Dude,
first
Deb's
and
actually
then
delicious
peels them and then
I've never had Deb.
Them.
Is Deb all right?
Well, have you had like no, KFC mashed potatoes?
It's
definitely that. Yeah.
It's a different food. If you think of it, it's a completely different food. Deb is
Shannon Connolly really gave her the download.
Shannon's like, listen, if you're coming around, I've got a couple of things to teach you.
I usually wouldn't drop someone's full name. I just decide you'd be okay with it.
No, fuck this bitch. You know
no!
what?
Hey, Shannon, we love Shannon.
What does Shannon do? Is she like a musician? Yeah. Hey, Shannon, I tried to listen to your music. It was actually a bit hard to pay attention to.
Talk about
and
choking
I
the sheep.
Shannon works with me.
She works with you. Fucking, Shannon. I hate her. You know when you don't like someone because of their dumb name and their dumb opinions?
Shannon, and her best friend, also named Shannon, also Irish.
So boring.
And they live together.
Oh my God, that is so
much. Shannon!
Oh, they probably talk about that all the time. They're probably like, hey, my name's Shannon. You wouldn't believe this. Get ready. Hold on to your hat. My best friend, who I also live with, also named Shannon.
And together we're Shannon Squared.
God, she's such a
Pitching our show
that
idea.
That is never, Shannon, I'm so sorry.
Can you tell Shannon that if she wants an episode with a little bit of structure to just check out any of the ones that Mel has been on?
Yeah.
That's true. Mel keeps us in line.
Yeah.
Speaking of people who don't keep us in line, we have a special guest today.
We have a very special guest. We have a very special show. We got a lot of announcements at the top. We'll get to them.
Oh God.
We have a very special guest. It is her 15th time guesting on the podcast.
That's 1-5.
1-5. The big 1-5. The amount of years that... What happened 15? What was 15 years old when it happened?
Like the world was brighter.
Bad Baby was 15 years old when she released Gucci Flip Flops. That's huge for me.
She was 15?
Yeah.
And they exploited that child.
That was huge for me and...
Dr. Phil.
What's his name?
Dr. Phil.
My
Dr.
best
Phil?
Friend that I don't know well.
Oh, baby daddy.
Yeah.
Jamhound.
Shout out Jamhound. I heard he listens.
Okay.
Well, you know that's his nickname for him now because of you.
Yeah. I'm honored.
Do you reckon that
Shut
is?
Shut up!
You have not been announced! I will speak to you, but you will not speak back!
We got a little short
on
Shannon, I love you so much. I can't even express what you mean to me. The way
we
you
have
make
a
me
good
laugh,
guest on the podcast.
Me.
I just
it's
want to say,
Gemma.
Hello. I'd like to dedicate this episode to Baby Daddy
yes.
and not Shannon
not
Connolly.
Shannon Connolly.
Jesus Christ,
thank you.
Show a bad review.
Jem, I was planning for you, Shannon, and I to have an intimate dinner.
Shannon just listens to murder podcasts all fucking day.
Oh, true crime?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's what she does.
I tried listening to it, but there was no point where someone cracked head with hammer.
We can just make it up.
She's Irish. She's Irish.
You do an Irish accent.
Yeah, do an Irish accent. But be saying.
Fuck Shannon Connolly.
I want you to say I want you to pretend to be a boxer, right? So you're an Irish boxer, okay?
Yep.
And you've been asked to throw
Irish
a fight.
Is hard.
You've been asked to throw up a fight. But here's the thing. Your son will be there that day, and he's always looked up to you.
He's also blind. He's
blind, so he's never actually looked up at you.
Yeah.
But he can smell.
I mean, he reacts to sound sometimes, but it's kind of like
my
a mess.
My son will be there. He's ma'am.
That was so incredibly bad.
Oh, was that the impression?
That was the impression.
I thought she was just repeating back to you what you said, but in like some sort of stupid, like, dumb, ridiculous shit voice.
I work with so many Irish people. Oh, my God.
That was
Irish
so
is
awful.
Hard. I don't think I can.
You got to just be like, tiddly dee potatoes.
What? I was given a scenario. I was going to say tiddly dee potatoes. But I was given a scenario.
Warm up.
Tiddly dee potatoes. I'm his mom. I will not throw. No.
That wasn't bad.
Jem, your turn.
I refuse.
Just say tiddly dee potatoes. Just say tiddly dee potatoes. Just do it without an accent.
No.
Just say tiddly dee potatoes.
I can't.
It's kind of fun though. Tiddly dee potatoes.
Because of the episode that we did, I talked in a southern accent for the rest of the day to Daisy. I said, "Don't you be out there causing trouble out in the yard."
Wow, that's pretty good. Was that Irish?
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
Pretty good Irish. Is that your actual Southern accent? Or are you taking the piss?
With the theme of the show today.
Well, that's what inspired. I quit this podcast right now.
I mean, we're not asking you to be good at impressions, but just like serviceable would be nice.
Do one.
That wasn't part of my job description here.
Okay, just South African and then we'll move on.
That's hard.
That is hard.
So my job description here was to tell stories that go nowhere and be adorable. And I think I do that just fine.
So Cassie, South African after three, I want you to say like, get out of the car. The most South African sentence you can say.
Git.
You're counting me down.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
You forgot about the counting part.
I forgot about, listen, just pretend I counted you down.
Okay, ready? In your head, imagine it.
Get out of the car.
It's okay.
Good.
It's okay.
It was better than anything else you did.
I've never claimed to be good at accents.
The southern accent one was...
It was woeful.
I don't think I could do any accent.
It was tough.
I don't think that was so bad. I was yelling at Daisy every time she got into a fart in the yard.
Is that it again? Every time she got into a fart in the yard.
And then take a fart in the yard.
Fight in the yard. Shut the fuck up.
Fight.
Do fast facts.
Jamie's turn.
Show we're doing today is The Simple Life. It aired from 2003 to 2007, had 5 seasons with 56 episodes.
It's living.
Overall on IMDb, The Simple Life has a 4.1, and the pilot episode, Rodeo versus Rodeo, has a 5.6.
4.1 is disgusting. How dare they?
You mean too low or way too high?
Probably too
way
high.
Way too low.
Oh.
It's out of 10, right?
Yeah.
Out of 10. Can I just
say you're out of 5? That's almost a perfect score.
I was like, wow, that's pretty good.
That's
and I was
a
like,
perfect
no, it's 10.
Score.
No.
I think that's woefully underrated because I think Jem will agree with me as we're the same age, slightly younger. But yeah. I don't think that there was a more like prominent pop culture icon growing up than Paris Hilton, like in my early teens.
Yeah, same.
And this show.
George Foreman had his own grills.
He had a grill.
The fat would drip right off them.
But they would
that
burn.
That was pretty big.
They did burn you.
It would burn you pretty bad.
You had to really, you cooked on it and then you would have to leave it in place.
I think Michael Scott
fully
burnt
cooled.
His foot on a George Foreman grill.
Exactly.
There was no angle in which you could hold
that. He just wanted to
wake
up to bacon.
Yeah.
No, this was like Paris Hilton was so formative to my growing up. I can't think of anyone. At, like,
really? I couldn't tell.
The next closest would be like Lindsay Lohan.
Mm. Yeah.
What about Osama bin?
We got him.
And that was a pretty big deal around that time.
I've never heard anyone just say Osama bin.
Yeah, I mean, like,
what's he get to know?
OBS?
OBL.
OBL.
You down with OBL?
No, I am not.
We got him.
Oh, fuck you, buddy. We got you. He's a big listener, actually. We didn't get him. Am I breaking news here? We actually didn't get him.
What?
Yeah, it was another dude.
I actually have beef because we haven't all been together since.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
All right, what's the beef?
Do we have the beef drop?
After we recorded this.
I should get.
We need to get that.
We need the beef. Okay, I'm gonna play the beef drop right now. I'm going to play another song for us right now. But in the edit, through the magic of movie magic, I'm going to put in the beef drop from our good friend, LJ.
So wait, Cassie, you've got beef?
I got beef.
Where's the beef?
Okay. After we recorded the sex education episode, Mark and I went to a wedding together. Jen was there. She looked incredible. Mark looked fine.
Yeah. I didn't like how Jen wore all white.
So controversial.
Yeah. It was controversial, but it was daring and I loved it. Mm. And I brought up that we had recorded an episode in which I laughed silently about a kid being set on fire and Mark had called me out for it. And he said, I wouldn't call you out. The laugh was audible. Now that the episode has been released, we can all agree that Mark 100% called me out and you couldn't hear a thing.
Are you talking about when you were like holding back laughter, like you were, your sides were almost splitting at the burns victim?
It doesn't matter what I was doing. The point is there was no sound. And you
was there really no sound? Because you were audibly laughing.
No. I kept it in and Mark goes,
you did not keep it
Cassie
in.
Cassie laughing. You don't listen to the pod.
So sure. I'm just saying I was in the room.
Yeah.
That's what Mark's claim was too. But when we listened back to the episode, I was correct. And Mark is a filthy,
right, let's
filthy
go over
snitch.
Your posture for a second though, right? Because your mic's here and you're down here doing your laugh thing.
Yeah. Remember I had the fat lips and I was.
But here's the thing. And
I love those lips.
I just want to say one thing. You laughed.
Yeah.
So what's the debate?
Multiple
we're
times.
Yeah, more than once.
I kept bringing the video back.
No, once you brought it up, I had to take my hand away from my mouth to defend myself and then laugh became audible. If you never brought it up, I would have been fine.
So what
no
you're
one would have ever known.
What
I
you're saying,
still had a career.
What you're saying is that, like, you should be able to laugh about little kitty burn victims.
Behind closed doors.
I'm saying I should trust my friends to hide my secrets for me.
But you do think burns victims are funny?
No.
Wait. Oh.
Because there's an audible laugh. I think we can all agree that laugh is audible.
The question is funny.
Friends I have.
The question is funny, but I think it's the imagery that popped up in her head that really brought that reaction.
I can't create images in my head. I have that thing.
That thing. We're talking about David here, right?
Talking about David.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just put an apology. That's all I'm asking. I'm not.
You want us to apologize to you?
I want you to apologize
for you laughing.
I don't want Gail to apologize for anything. He's perfect.
I just got to get it clear, okay? And I'm just going to use a couple of words. I would just say, you know when you do like what am I thinking? Like a mind map type thing.
Sure.
So you have a big word in the middle and then you put words off it.
Shannon, just try and follow along here.
Yeah. I know. She's like, duh, I don't get it.
Duh, what? I thought doing simple life.
Yeah. So, okay. So in the middle, I've written, and it's a pretty big board because I've had to write three words. I've written Dave, David. Mm-hmm. And now off that, words I would put would be like tragic.
Yes. Very sad.
You know, and I'd put another one. I'd be like unjustified, you know, another one off that. Just this one's not a word, but I would just write shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Shouldn't happen.
Now you're laughing again.
So what?
Because
part of
I know
at?
Because you said you can't imagine.
I'm laughing because you're a moron.
No, but you said you can't imagine images. But that's why I gave the mood board. So I want to know, because you're laughing at your mood board, because you've put up some pretty funny things on your mood board, I assume.
A little stick figure on your boy burning.
Yeah. You've drawn him.
a white teenage girl running a comic book store.
Yeah. Word successful business over it.
Yeah.
Down the bottom.
A turtle.
A middle-aged black man running a comic book store. Yeah.
This isn't a place to bring up all my
below past it,
mistakes.
Below it says, will never work.
Yeah. One of your most creative pieces was a beach with a hole dug and a turtle just sort of turned up on its shell like it was dying in the sun.
Now people can't think that's true because you're bringing it up with things that I have done.
Yeah. You shit that island dry.
Apologize like
that island used to be full of turtles, and now they are dead.
Dude, the methane from
it's
the shit,
it's
burned a hole in the ozone directly above.
Yeah. Oh, that's the ozone layer they keep talking about?
Yeah, dude.
The hole in the ozone
layer? That's her.
Cassie. Watch me apologize. I'm sorry for the hole in the ozone layer. Now, Mark, you apologize for what you did.
She's still not apologizing.
I'm still not really clear what I did. What did I do?
You called me out when no one would have known I was laughing.
It's so psychotic. Yeah. What she's asking you to do. She's like, she wants to continue to laugh at burn victims that are children.
Quietly.
Adult burn victims. We can all agree that's not funny. Yeah.
It's like in criminal cases.
Well, hold on. I got a little. So wait, what's going on over here now?
Okay. So
wait a minute.
What's the age cutoff where it doesn't become funny? Because kids and adults are funny to you. Elderly Burns? Okay, she likes elderly she Burns likes a lot.
Because it's when you reach the other end and the elderly, they sort of act like the babies, don't they? Because they start the pooing themselves and all that sort of thing. Jen, what do you think about that?
Dear darling listeners, I want you to harken back to a time where you thought, oh, wow, this would be a really bad moment for me to laugh. Yeah. And then as a result, you laughed. And then your best friends
Can I throw
in the
one
whole
thing out there?
World decide to tell everyone on mic, even though you kept it off mic, that you were laughing. And now they won't apologize.
And we're not
you.
Even live. We can cut whatever we want.
So you think that the way that murder trials should work is that...
Wow, she is just they're all over the shop.
The jury comes out and they go...
The jury?
The jury. Ah. And the judge goes...
I want jury.
Jury, what do you find... this man, and they sit up and they go, we've deliberated, the 12 of us, and we've come to a unanimous decision. And the judge should go at that point, hold on, don't say anything. You witness, can you please apologize to this murderer for telling everyone he done the murder before he gets sentenced? I just don't think it was cool that
scenario,
you told people.
Are they best friends and life partners?
Yeah.
Yeah, they
well,
are.
Well, yeah. 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 Well, yeah.
Yeah. It was Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Tough.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
That's tough.
Do you reckon, well, before we go on to this, and this is more for Gemma and
Wait, am I
Kale,
never getting an apology?
I still absolutely don't know, I still don't know what the beef is.
I don't know what the beef is either because
We gave you a drop.
Yeah. Do you want to? I mean, like, I'm sorry.
The beef is I silently laughed. You brought it up and made it audible that I laughed. And then you went to a wedding and you told people about this who maybe wouldn't have listened to the podcast, and now everyone knows I'm a monster.
She's insane, isn't she, Jim Jim?
It's not. I'm not at fault here, am I?
Insanely beautiful.
Thank you.
Now, the big question on everyone's mind. Everyone's question on everyone's mind is...
Case closed.
Who are better friends? Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn?
Oh.
Or okay. Owen Wilson and Ben Stiller?
Ooh.
Vince Vaughn.
You're Vince Vaughn.
I prefer their on-screen chemistry, and I believe that Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson have been at ends in movies before, right? Isn't Meet the Fuckers like Owen Wilson is the ex?
Yeah.
So it's I haven't seen the reverse for Owen Wilson and
Zoolander
or something.
Zoolander,
but they come together. They come together in the end of that.
All three of those men would never do each other the way you guys did me that day.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not. But let me say that I don't think any of them would laugh at child burn victims.
That's true.
You don't know that.
I don't know that. That's true. Gemma, you've brought us a big show today.
Gemma, can you talk about your personal connection with the show?
Oh, where do I even begin? So last year, me and Mim.
Shout out Mim!
Good friend of the show, Mim.
Shout out Shannon.
If I were to create a pair... That would be the Paris and Nicole of my life. It would be you and Mim.
Really? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Well,
mine would be Steve-O and Mini-Me, but keep going.
Well, we dressed
in your life?
As...
in a big way.
We dressed up as The Simple Life. Fantastic. The Simple Life for Halloween last year.
Who was Paris?
You were Paris.
I was, because I had like the long blonde wig. I almost wore my pink Von Dutch hat today, but I thought it might be conflicting with the headphones.
That would have been good.
But now I really regret it. Damn it.
Yeah.
And so we took a bunch of photos. I posted them to Instagram.
Yeah. How did you get a pinch, like a Von Dutch hat? Can you just like, was it expensive?
I think it was like $20. I think I got it off Depop.
You know, pretty affordable.
I think they're like coming back in a big way.
The early 2000s is coming back.
Probably
I only
see some Ed Hardy caps
now.
Too.
Yeah.
but it's a pretty fun hat. It's pink and white. It says Von Dutch.
What more do you want?
I love my Von Dutch hat and bag.
Yeah.
I don't have a bag, only the hat.
The bag's coming.
Yeah. The tiny little gift. Bags. I mean, they're already here.
If we were all friends, we would have bought you a group gift, but we're not, so.
No.
That's okay. I should have bought you guys Von Dutch hats.
No. No.
Don't burn this bridge that we have.
Yeah.
Look, I'm very forgiving once I get an apology.
I apologized, did I not?
I think you did. I remember you did. I think you audibly apologized.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? It might come back on the pod later that it's quiet, but I heard you because I was in the room. You audibly said, I'm sorry.
Guys, I don't want to like, I want to get onto the Von Dutch stuff, but isn't it scaring you how crazy Cassie's acting right now?
I have never actually seen this side of her.
Yeah. You got a Von Dutch hat.
Next time I'm going to bring you all personalized.
I'd love it. I'd love it. I think we should be. I think we should be the only podcast sponsored by Von Dutch.
There's like different colors and there's like camo print ones. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I will find
you. Of course
you.
I do.
Did you have a bunch of ripoff ones from like Patty's Market? Because I did. Yeah.
If I was to start calling you the Von Duchess, would that be like a compliment? Like, would you love that?
Yeah.
Would you love that?
Holy shit.
You are now the podcast Von Duchess.
I would love that.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Okay. Like, okay. Yeah.
They just call me the girl that laughs at burn victims. Like, dude, take it.
Yeah. Yeah, true. I'll take what I can
We've
get.
We've now got the Duchess of the Deep and the Von Duchess.
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah, that's true.
You're making a whole family.
Hell yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yes, sorry. I'm sorry that Mark really interrupted by saying awful things about
me. I think our costumes looked great.
I was there. You looked great.
We were all there.
Until the end of the night where then I looked like a junkie, but that's fine. Also, someone said to me, but... That's fine.
Well, like looking.
I'm sorry. Someone came up to you and went, "Hey, are you that girl that's dressed as a junkie?"
No, there was a photo of me, and one of our friends said that I looked like a junkie.
Although watching this episode, I was like, "It's so funny how rich people used to have hair extensions like that."
Oh my god, so ratty. So
it's like ratty, like homeless woman hair extensions.
I mean, by the next day when I looked at the blonde wig I was wearing, it was
pretty junky.
Pretty, yeah. So the comment stands, I guess. But anyway, yeah, we look good. We and then I posted a bunch of photos and tagged Nicole Richie and Paris Hilton like on my Instagram. No, and Nicole Richie shared it to her story.
She did. That's crazy. I remember that. Actually.
Oh, that's fun.
It's absolutely wild because Nicole Richie has seen your face.
So is Nicole Richie and Paris still friends? I thought that was a big thing.
Well, yeah, no. Nicole went to the wedding, Paris's wedding. Yeah. So yeah, they are.
Wait, who's she married?
Dan Marino,
Justin something?
Quarterback of the Dolphins.
Name?
What?
From like the late
80s. I think he's some sort of.
It's wild.
I don't know.
I have no clue.
Because I of almost the watched boys? The. No, that's Nicole. She's married to.
That's so sad.
Joel. Mm.
I hate them so much.
Joel Madden.
I hate Chris Charlotte so
much. Oh, God, yeah.
And Cameron Diaz is with Benji.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad.
Ooh.
But yes, that's my claim to fame.
It's pretty good.
I mean, I was excited. But I mean, she was sharing like everyone's.
Not everyone's. Not
that's what everyone's. I said to you on Saturday. Not know. Everyone's.
Yeah. Do you know how many people try?
Yeah.
So few achieve.
Try harder.
She didn't share mine.
Yeah.
I didn't go as her, but I sent her a message when I went as. I went as David.
Perfect.
So did you watch this when it came out? Were you week to week, you were watching The Simple Life on whatever channel it aired every week?
Yes. I remember watching it when I was young. I mean, I haven't watched it for very long.
We're in
long.
Early high school. Yeah. Quite I'm trying to
remember. Yeah.
What channel was it on? Do you remember? Was it 10?
I'm thinking it was 2003. I think it was
10. So we were like 12 when this was airing.
Yeah.
I do remember
it was first year of high school. I can't even begin to tell you how influential this show was on me. I loved it.
Yeah. You really turned your rotten, didn't it?
In year seven, nice girl. we used to go on band tour. Did you guys have band tour?
No, I wasn't in the band.
I wasn't in the band.
Oh, no, okay. Well, you guys weren't cool.
I hitched a ride with them once, but I wasn't allowed to go on tour.
And we would like bill it, so like stay at people's houses. And me and this girl from high school... We're like, oh my God, it's like The Simple Life.
Yeah.
And so like we dressed as them and we spoke to this poor family the way that they would on the show.
Yeah.
And like this is something that still haunts me to this day.
No, it doesn't, Cassie. You're about to start bursting with laughter.
No, and they wrote us this letter.
And they were like, you guys are real fuckwits, you know?
It was like,
really?
We were like, do you guys hang out at Target?
Like, honestly, we were a little cunts like that. I wonder, I don't know this girl anymore, but I wonder, I like think about this a lot and I'm like, I wonder if it haunts her the same way. And then I'm like,
wait, so where were you?
Wait, so I'm confused. Why were you at a family's house at band?
So we used to do these band tours where the school band would play for like regional towns.
Yeah. Oh, that's so nice for them. They're like, oh, I'm so.
Oh, come see the school band. Oh,
let's go watch a bunch of 13-year-olds play.
Rich kids.
13-year-old rich kids come to town and play fucking When the Saints Go Marching In. That's exactly. Going to be a nice
I'm actually
day.
On Cheese TV. Do you even get that out here?
Have you ever heard of Stingray? Yeah, he fingered me.
Yeah.
That never happened. I'm a virgin. No, so we went and stayed this. It was either in Parks or Forbes. I don't remember. And we went and stayed with this family. They were so lovely. They like let us.
They were so poor.
They like let us drive their car.
They were so lovely.
They had one bathroom.
And we were little cunts.
Why were you were just like you would be like
we just cosplayed Paris and Nicole.
Can we play a fun game?
Like tiny little tennis skirt, tiny little top, Von Dutch hats.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh my God, this is so cute. The way you all like eat chicken for dinner.
Like, can we play a fun game where throughout, as we start going through what happens in this show and we meet the family, can you then just throw like some where they lined up with your experience with this poor family that and this farm
I
gotta family?
Say, I don't remember much, but it's one of those things where when you're struggling to go to bed at night and you go, oh God. Like I'd actually, oh, those poor people, they were so lovely and it haunts me. Like we were absolute little cunts. And then the next house we went to, I left the iron down and started a small fire.
Nice.
Oh, no. And was that because you, I don't know how to use an iron. Were you in character is what I'm saying.
I was
you did arson.
Again, I was ironing this girl who I was staying with.
Ironing a girl?
Hair.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember how we used to like iron hair?
I mean, I never did, but I saw people that did it. It kind of scared me.
Yeah, no, it
should.
Like an
iron that close to my head.
It should.
Hair for that. Well, sound like kids smoking weed behind the school. It's like, I saw people do it, but.
Not for me.
You never get the roots either. So
I already got dry ass bitch hair. I'm not making it drier.
I heard the horror stories of David. I'd never let it in my head.
Absolutely.
That's what happened.
That much heat close to your head? No, thank you.
But that's how influential the show was on me.
You used a hair straightener. It's the same shit, right?
No, because hair straighteners are like contained. That's how influential the show was on me, and that is something that keeps me up at night. And I always wonder if it bothered the girl, still bothers the girl I stayed with, but I'm guessing no.
Please reach out.
What's she doing now? Do you know?
I think she's a DJ.
Okay, so that's your claim to fame.
That's my claim to fame.
Your claim to fame is that you've once pretended to be Paris Hilton. What's your claim to fame as far as the Hiltonverse goes?
Oh, I've watched her porn.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. A night in Paris.
Yeah, I've did it too. Yeah. One night in Paris.
Okay. Good shit.
No.
Okay.
No, there was one part where the guy's like, well, "Why don't I stick a wine bottle up your pussy?" And she's like, "Don't."
And he didn't.
And he didn't.
My favorite. She's giving a blowjob.
This is her favorite. She's now taken my claim to fame.
And the phone rings, and she like stops and picks up the phone and has a conversation.
Yeah, it's the most deadpan sex.
Like, it's wild that it's not a parody.
Yeah.
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 Wow.
I want some.
And here's a question. Was this, sorry, Mark.
No.
You were coming up with a lie.
Dude, honestly, mine's really boring.
Okay.
But I will say it.
I want to hear it.
But it is boring.
I just wanted to ask you, Cassie, what came first, The Simple Life or the sex tape?
I saw the sex tape after, but it was the first pornographic film I've ever seen.
Sure, but in terms of timeline.
I think the show did, didn't
it? Oh, the show came before the show sex tape. Yeah. The sex tape's what caused the fallout.
Oh.
The feud.
Of the show, or Nicole getting upset.
Nicole and Parrish, they don't speak for a whole season.
Well, let's be honest. The show is really tailored around Paris. I don't know who she tipped off or whatever, but like she's got her own like little rock theme tune going on in the background sometimes.
With your two girls.
Even in the intro, it goes, is that Paris?
Hilton, you must be worth $1 trillion. Yeah.
There's no,
well,
hey, is that Nicole?
They asked Nikki, Paris's sister, but she didn't want to do it.
Okay, you've like, just ruined one of the quiz questions.
Oh.
You would have got that one.
Still ask it.
Yeah.
You know what? You should probably not talk about any Paris facts for the rest of the show because Cassie has a quiz.
All right. I will save my
I'm
other.
I'm home. Fuck this.
You are home.
It's true. Get out of my house.
All right.
Sorry, Mark. What was your claim to fame?
I'll save my other fun fact till after the quiz in case it's in the quiz.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say.
Okay. Picture this, guys.
Eyes closed.
You're at work. Okay. You're at your desk. Mm-hmm. In this scenario, you work as a media operations supervisor.
I'm picturing myself as you in this scenario.
That's crazy.
Because this is your claim to fame.
It was my claim to fame.
So I'm you now. Feels nice.
Imagine if it was just like, I met Paris Hilton, we got dinner.
You're at your desk. You're at your desk and you're probably doing some ingest or quality control over some show.
I don't quite understand what you do at work ever.
This was my old job. And then you get up from your desk and You walk over to the other side of the office.
Where are my pants? Sorry, that's just my... I added that in
my fantasy. He didn't tell us if we were wearing pants. And that's okay.
He didn't tell me if I was wearing pants.
Well, I can choose take your it. Own I'll adventure. Take it back a little bit earlier. So picture this. You've just woken up.
What am I wearing?
You're yawning.
What am I wearing in bed?
Let me get there. You're probably wearing just some underwear.
Sexy.
Maybe a t-shirt. Depends on the heat.
Boxers sometimes or go briefs. Naked? Boxers or briefs.
Boxer briefs.
Okay.
That'd be way too cold. I sleep in many layers. Okay. And socks.
So you get up, you shower, you put on your pants. Mm. Cut two. You're at work.
So no shirt.
Where's my shirt?
Oh, shit. Okay. Let's go back even further to the night before.
How many buttons did I order?
The night before.
You didn't change shirts?
The night before, you're going to bed. You're wearing a t-shirt. I could use a shave, actually. Okay. Let's cut forward to pubescent. Before you could grow the mighty beard people know you for nowadays. People say, Mark, that's that guy with the big, thick facial hair.
Yeah.
So you touch your chin and go, one day this will grow in. Cut to the night before.
Oh.
You're about to go to bed. You're wearing your boxer briefs and your t-shirt.
Hello, who's that?
Who is that?
Got a bit of an erection.
Okay. You've got a bit of an erection.
Yeah, it's the night before work.
It's the night before work.
Better cut some tension.
You have to cut some tension the night
I'm
before
Mark.
Work. You're Mark. So you go to your computer and you type in one night in Paris. So you type in one night in Paris.
It's really not doing it for me.
It's not doing it for you. So then you go back to the old staple, angry women, grumpy tractor.
Grumpy tractor?
Yeah, grumpy tractor is the best.
Yeah, and so that done it. That's done it in seconds
flat. I don't even touch myself.
Your pants don't even come off. So then you go to sleep.
I should go to sleep.
You're covered. You're covered in your...
I'll shower in the morning.
That's what you... in the morning, that's fine. You leave the sounds of the angry woman and the grumpy tractor on the screen because it helps you sleep.
It does.
You wake up the next morning, you go down, you shower, you put on your pants, underwear first, your pants, and then you put on probably a t-shirt. Belt, shoes, socks.
Wait, so we're just not wearing deodorant, okay.
In this scenario, you are not wearing deodorant.
Yeah, no.
I have a good natural smell.
Good natural smell. You're Mark. You get to work. Cut two, you're at your desk.
Hi, boss. Hi, sorry, Carol.
Yeah.
I think it's Carol. I think that went good. I think that went well. I'm Mark.
You're sitting at your desk, Carol. And you're finally so ecstatic because you've had the Carol interaction you always wanted, and it went fantastically.
Only to find out later her name was actually Rebecca.
Fuck. Later on in the day, you know you're about to have a bad rest of your day, but for now, you're living on that Carol high. Mm. You're in the time between the Carol high and the Rebecca lows. You're at your desk. You work as a media operator, someone who handles an operation of media.
Getting sleepy again.
You're getting sleepy, so you get up and you decide to go to the other side of the office.
A jog.
Jog to the other side of the office. Okay. You got to get your steps in because
everyone's wondering where the fire is. He's just running around.
Running around the office. You've done a couple of laps of the office at this point.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
It's constantly getting it wrong.
Yeah. And Carol's like, it's this guy. I'm Rebecca. You look out on the side you work on the office is kind of the dark side because there's not a big balcony on that side.
I keep my nightlight on though.
You keep your nightlight on at all times.
It's a small, you remember the alien that's like the claw from Toy Story. It's like the head of that.
Oh, he's good. He's a hell of a talent.
That's
that one.
That's my nightlight. I'm also scared of aliens, so I can't look at it too long. I'm Mark.
Mark.
So you jog to the other side of the office.
I'm out of breath pretty quick.
Oh yeah, people are actually shocked at how quickly you are out of breath. They're like, "Come on, man, that was like 10 meters at best."
But you're Mark,
and that's how you roll. Now you're on the side of the office. Now that's the light side of the office. It gets a lot of sun. Mm. Now,
my skin, it's so pale.
So you have to go put on sun cream, and you do. You go into the bathroom, and you take off all your clothes. Hi, Carol, on the way. Take off all your clothes and. You have two 1 liter bottles of sun cream and you empty them both on yourself.
I'm a mayo boy.
This isn't the first time you've applied sunscreen. So, people know that like you'll be back in about 20 to 30 minutes once it's all rubbed in.
That's
the way it goes. It's a lot of sunscreen. You rub it all in. You put all the clothes back on. Every piece of clothing you can imagine, you've put on.
Yep. It's about a 5 cent, just for, it's about a 5 cent piece for each freckle of yeah. sunscreen.
That's going to take months. You get out to the light side of the office. On the light side of the office, there's a balcony that runs around the office. You look out onto the balcony and there's a woman out on the balcony.
Is it Carol?
It's not Carol.
Oh, I hope Shit. It's Carol.
Now this woman is sitting on the, on the banister kind of area. It's kind of, let me explain the balcony because I know you guys are worried about her safety. Thick, thick banister. Not even a banister. It's like almost a wall that goes
It's enough to sit on.
More than enough to sit on.
I personally wouldn't be too scared of falling, yeah. afraid Terrifying. Of heights. Yeah.
Now this lady's fine sitting on the banister.
And it's not Carol.
Not Carol. She's sitting on the banister. She's wearing a dress.
If you can call it that.
It's got, it's a rainbow colored dress.
Remember, I'm Mark.
It's got like, it's got light lines around it. So like sections of different colors to form a rainbow on the dress.
Okay. Yep.
Someone's taking a photo of this woman in the rainbow colored dress on your work balcony.
Paul gets all the good jobs, Mark thinks.
You look over and you go, and you think, oh, I know who that woman is. That's Paris Hilton.
Wow.
You're lying.
Wow,
you're
and
lying.
I'm back.
It was Paris Hilton.
Eyes open.
You're
back
lying.
In the
Are you for real?
Yeah, it's not that interesting of a story. She was getting photos taken on my balcony.
Oh my God.
Can I just say that you really put me there?
Thank you.
Yeah.
You were good. In you the same the room as Paris Hilton.
You tell a good story.
I was inside the room. She was on the balcony.
And you're just dripping in sunscreen.
Covered.
Smothered.
I'm so smothered.
Yes. Did you say anything to her?
What was she doing there?
She was getting photos taken for like a photo shoot.
Wow. Did you say anything?
Because like, because the balcony, it was in the middle of like the city, right, the office I worked in, so a really nice view behind it.
Oh, so it wasn't to do with your work; it was just something else.
No, it's just a good location to shoot, and they obviously asked the building manager if they could go take photos at the top. Okay. MTV was on the bottom floor, so I'm assuming she did something with MTV and got photos taken at the top. Did I say anything to her? I went up and said, "So when you got that phone call, who was that? You remember when you were sucking that dick and that phone rang?
Who was that?" Can't believe you buried the lead that you've been in like
I didn't bury the lead. I told you all about the sun cream.
So you have the biggest claim to fame here,
yeah.
obviously.
I
disagree.
Yours is better.
I disagree. Yours is much better. It's yeah. Mine's better than Cassie, sure.
But it was Nicole. It wasn't Paris.
True. I prefer Nicole, personally. Not this Nicole that we're going to talk about in this episode.
But as she grows.
As she grows, funny Nicole now, very funny woman.
Yeah.
Is she funny? I've never
She's
seen
hilarious.
Her in anything.
She's very
no, I've just
funny.
Haven't seen her in anything.
She's a very funny woman.
Okay, what does she do? What does she do?
She does like you know, like you might be a redneck. That's her.
That's
yeah.
That's her.
She's adopted that style.
No, yeah. she's the redneck. It. She invented that style.
Mm. What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she really took some notes.
I didn't
from
realize
the simple
how
life.
Little information you had going into this.
Yeah, about halfway through this season.
Mm. I don't know shit about Nicole.
About halfway through this season.
Like, I don't care for her.
I know about Paris.
Yeah, someone does something and she goes, whoa, if you do that, you might be a redneck. And then you just see the light bulb.
Bing.
And from then on, she's been the redneck girl.
She did steal it from someone else though.
Who?
The
Larry Cable guy? Let's start talking about the simple life. Let's go scene by scene. There's only three of them, so we won't be here long.
Very detailed, very in-depth scene.
So
a lot happened.
I gotta say, there's so many
it's
times.
It's 70% narration.
Dude.
Okay, so I watched this show. Okay, let me tell you.
What?
I watched this episode with Bowie and after
18
it,
times.
I was, I did watch it a couple of times just to really
Bowie friend of the pod, only paid guest, go on.
Mm-hmm. Retain the information. And I was like, wow, that was good. He was like, nothing happened. Like every other show
However,
that you've
Yes, I will
brought.
Say you've come on this podcast quite a few times.
It's my thing.
You brought on the first time you ever came on.
I mean.
Was the first time the OC?
The first time was OC Till I Die.
Which, by the way, everything happened.
Oh,
my most
so much
favorite show ever. Nothing can top it.
Yes. But
and then
ever since then.
It's trash.
Ever since then, you come on and we say to you,
it's
Gemma,
like,
nothing happened in this episode. And you go,
so
are you kidding
happens.
Me? So much happened.
I fully agree with you, Gemma. And that's, we were
I mean,
talking
so much
recently,
happens in my eyes, but I have a simple mind.
Well, we're talking recently about doing Vanderpump Rules and Bowie was like, nothing happens in the first episode. I'm like, have you listened to Gem's episodes on this podcast?
Yeah. Everything happens.
Yeah. In one scene, we see three future Bravo celebrities.
Yeah.
Wow.
Three what?
Future Bravo celebrities.
Future Bravo celebrities.
Oh, sweet yes. Kale, you have so much to learn.
Like Johnny Bravo?
Yeah.
Sure. He's like, no. He's like, just say yes and he'll stop.
Man, I'm pretty.
Thanks, Mark.
So we open on, I don't remember. What do we open on? Paris Hilton?
They're on the red carpet.
No, these two girls are about to go on an adventure.
Oh, you got it. How many times did you watch it?
I loved the narration.
Yeah, the narrator was great.
Hey,
yeah.
At the end of this episode, it comes up with like,
it's the first credit. It's the first credit.
He's top of the call
sheet.
I wish
it was me that narrated
it. But yeah, this episode opens with a bit of a montage where it's like explaining to the audience
who they both are.
Who they are.
Well, no one knew who Nicole was.
It's like Paris Hilton, model, singer, jet setter.
Nicole Richie, daughter of Lionel Richie. What did they say?
Yeah. Single-handedly responsible for an epidemic.
Adopted by Lionel Richie in a really weird way.
Targeted by the tabloids.
Have you heard how she was adopted by Lionel Richie?
She was adopted.
But like they were like, he was friends with her parents and they were like,
Do you want this kid?
They were like, can you watch her for a bit? And then went away for like months. And then they came back and she was like, oh, she seems happy here. And then never came back.
Hey, worked out for her.
Definitely. I mean, yeah, oh, for sure. She's living.
We open on explanation of who they both are.
They're like on a red carpet. The guy's like, do you think you'll be able to survive or something on the farm? And they're like, or what do your friends think? And they're like, our friends think we're going to fail.
To which Nicole responds, but like I said, like, fuck off. We'll be great.
Yeah.
We can do it.
Yeah. They bleep out the F off.
Yeah. And they both are like pretty minging here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like definitely minging.
It's just, if you compare her to her little sister, Sophia.
Who's little sister?
Nicole's little sister, Sophia.
Like so blood sister?
Legitimate child of?
No, Gem and I were just discussing. They look very alike. They're not related, but genuine child of Lionel Richie. Sophia, who's now around the same age that Nicole was when she did this, looks rich.
Yeah.
Like everything about her looks rich.
Her whole wedding was like massive.
It was incredible.
But what's the rich look now? Is that like Kim K and her sisters?
I looked up whatever Richie, Sophia Richie. Mm. She looks a little bit like Topanga.
She does.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Saved by
Topanga?
The Bell.
Come on now. She's from a show we did once.
When you wake up in the morning, you know the lyrics.
I don't think I'm gonna make it on time.
By the time I got my books and I give myself a look, I hit the corner just in time to see the bus fly by. Whatever.
The fuck are you singing?
What?
Saved by the Bell.
But isn't Topanga from Boy Meets World?
Yes. She said Saved by the Bell.
I don't know.
So I started singing the theme tune.
Yeah, I got to admit, Shannon's onto something.
Yeah, I was just about to say I'm lost. I'm so lost.
She just messaged me.
Tell her to shut her bitch mouth up.
Call her and put her on speaker.
Absolutely not.
I'd be so nice though. Like, please reconsider.
We love you.
Like, thank you so much for taking the time to even just listen to a little bit of it.
So we're trying to improve.
What are you saying? You're saying that Sophia's like got rich energy, whereas
these two
Nicole
girls
looks like a little rat.
Poor shit.
But
like the little poor rat bags.
Yeah, I mean,
but they're so rich.
I know, but that hair.
But that was the look, right?
Both of their hairs.
It was the dirty Christina Aguilera era,
yeah,
right?
It was true. Which is not Mark's favorite era. Mark's favorite era is
Candyman era. What are we doing? Come on.
He's told me that so many times.
I mean, what's the competition? You've got Genie in a Bottle era. Ugh, she's like 10
the
there.
Best.
And then we go on to the dirty era. No, thank you. She's dirty. Then we have the Candyman era, which everyone knows objectively. She was like toit, 10 out of 10, looking great.
I don't think I know Candyman.
Looking great. And then we get to the Beautiful era, which let's be honest, that was when she's like having kids and shit. And we're like,
I'm irrelevant.
Yeah, Beautiful was before Candyman.
So I'm liking
beautiful
her like post-Beautiful era.
Dirty. It's on.
Is it?
Yeah.
What am I thinking of? Just pregnancy era?
I don't know.
Because I wasn't into her when she was pregnant.
Okay.
There was something like, about, it. She just changed during the pregnancy. Something.
It was something about like her attitude.
I think it was her attitude.
Why are we talking about Candyman Christina?
No, we're talking about, like, you're right. Dirty was the thing.
Yeah.
It was pants that were so low that they should show you your pubes, but you're like wax clean.
Yeah.
But I was concerned for Paris in this show. She was like unhealthily thin.
Yeah. Oh
yeah. She was tiny.
Like she had no ass to the point where her skinny jeans were like falling down.
Oh God, there's that one scene where they're down so low.
Yeah,
she's wearing like blur her butt.
I'm pretty sure she's wearing Skechers.
Well, Paris definitely has zero butt in here, and they had to blur it out at one point. But we're a little way away from the butt scene. we're still
we haven't even begun.
We're still on the red carpet. We're
Let's
still
not get ahead of ourselves. There's a lot to go here.
No, so much. We still have we to talk about when they drove night. The car. So,
no, but we're also not there yet either.
They're doing the red carpet. They're being asked, do you think you're going to be able to do this? They say, yeah, we're going to be able to do this, but people don't think we will. Now it's time to go shopping with them. Now, this is the scene where we find out that they're rich.
We're on Rodeo Drive.
On Rodeo Drive. They go into stores and they go, how much is this? And he says, that little bag there for your dog?
$1,500.
Just throwing out numbers. It's my mum's credit card on attached
on
to the
file.
Shop.
Yeah, on file.
Oh, Nicole buys like a, I love any reference to Kathy.
Nicole buys like an $800 pair of shoes for the farm that are very farm appropriate shoes.
Here's the funny thing. They're like high heels.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Oh, like the mud
they
of
were
the
like
farm.
They're like wedged high heels.
Funny shit. It's time for them to have a party. We're back at the Hilton estate here. Yes. They're having a party. It's their going away
party. It honestly
party.
Doesn't look like
but
a party
they'd
attend.
They?
No, it's a pretty lame party, to be honest.
Yeah, quite old crowd.
Yeah.
Quite an old crowd. They're not there. And we're like,
where are they?
What's going on? Where are the...
Just quickly before they arrive, we see three Bravo celebrities. I want to see if you can name them.
What does that mean?
We see
Bravo
Kyle Richards.
With her original nose.
She looks so different. She looks so young.
You can't just say the thing that I'm confused about.
I said Bravo
about.
Celebrities.
Oh, Bravo. Is that the network?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kathy, are we counting her as
We're
well?
Going to count Kathy. She's a huge Bravo
Who
celebrity.
Who's Kathy? Kathy Hilton?
Kathy Hilton, sorry.
The one was really hard to spot, but she's in a conversation with someone. Pandora.
Who dat?
Lisa Vanderpump's kid.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. I feel like
Never
there was
again,
someone
Mark.
That... Wait, did she... Yeah, she's blonde hair.
Yeah.
That I was like, she looks familiar. Maybe it was her.
No, it was wild. And yeah,
fucking wild. There was in this Kale. Don't drink any water right now because in this scene, if you looked in the background, there's two people having a conversation, and one of them is the daughter of a rich woman.
And that's fucking insane because later they actually put a camera on her too.
The fuck is happening? That's
okay,
wild.
I'm ignoring you and. This is the third pilot that Carl Richards has been in that we've done on this podcast.
Is that all-time GOAT status?
Definitely. It's got to be.
We've had our boy... no, we've only had Shatner in two. Three. Shatner has hit three.
Shatner's hit three. And then we've had Rob Lowe's brother Chad Lowe in three, I think.
What the fuck? How? Why? What's going on?
Are we safe? In everything. And then... Yeah, Carl Richards in three, two of them.
Test pilot fans
riding
out there.
On our niece's coattails.
Get the test pilot
go
Wikipedia
Kyle.
Going. We need to be able to go page to page.
Maybe
stats.
Shannon can do it.
Shannon.
I think she would then understand.
You obviously don't understand the show. Do a Wikipedia about it.
But if she just wrote about it, she'd
exactly.
probably understand.
Exactly.
That's how you
I think
it.
She'd also go insane as if reading a novel about the Yellow King.
Yeah, if you told her to listen to the Sabrina episode, she'd be fucking gone.
I feel like the episode she said to wasn't hard. I forgot what it was, but it wasn't that hard to follow as far as episodes go. Remember when we did Formula One?
Yeah.
Right, so what you're saying is she's a bit slow. Words out of your mouth, Cassie. She's a little bit slow.
Shannon, I stand by all your criticism
she's
of my life's
work. She's not listening. She's dull.
What the fuck is that noise?
Whoa.
There's only
I hope
a helicopter
there's a place for
landing.
It to land. Yeah.
The helicopter's landed and we're like.
And Kathy looks surprised like this whole thing wasn't set up.
They're like, we're under attack. It's finally happened. It's Osama bin. But then the door opens.
It's only been 2 years. It's fresh.
2 years, yeah. And so,
it's so fresh.
The door opens and out comes Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie.
Yeah, whatever.
Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell.
Oh, fuck.
The dog. Not much.
That's
really.
All I ever hear come out of their mouths, though, really. It's just like, fine, what? Whatever. No.
Nothing really happens in this scene. I guess the dad
they
does
just
a speech.
Have a party, yeah. Dad makes a toast. They ask her what she's going to miss, and she says her cell phone. And Kyle says, oh my God, I'd rather live without food than not
For
have
six
my cell
weeks.
Phone.
Yeah.
I reckon.
Insane. And
she'd
wasn't
rather
good
die.
For- It's like a flip phone.
Yeah, it's not like she's got like, social media
what
on
are you
it already.
Doing on the phone?
Yeah. Texting,
Snake.
I guess.
Yeah.
Snake two.
She loves Snake.
Snake one.
Yeah.
Snake two. Snake three. If I had to name my favorite mobile game of all time, Snake one. Snake two.
Snake two.
Doodle jump.
But yeah, that line from Kyle Richards is embarrassing. I find Kyle Richards embarrassing.
There's a girl that
I'm Team Mauricio in the divorce.
Oh, I love Mauricio.
Me too. The guy just wants to get high.
There's a girl there with like, which was very on trend at the time, where you wear a, where you, I think it's a trucker hat, but it's kind of off to the side, not sideways, not frontways.
It was probably a Von Dutch
trucker cap. It would have been, but like at a like a 45 degree angle, that was hot at the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, hold
That's
on.
Hot. That is
Von
hot.
Duchess. That is hot.
That is hot.
Okay,
confirmed.
We rated.
Confirmed hot.
Next morning, they're leaving.
I mean, yeah, before, I don't know if this is before the party or after, but. Like one of my most favorite quotes ever, where they're sitting there and they're like, why are you doing this? And they're like, well, everyone thinks we haven't like worked a day in our life before. And Paris is like, and we're doing this to prove everyone wrong and that we can do anything. And it's just great. Like,
well, I mean, they
what's go girls. Great? What's great about it?
Can I say what is great about this? What's great about it? We discussed this when we talked about Stars and Mars harkening back to a time where reality shows were like high concept, where they were like, reality shows started as like, how wild can we make this? And then they got really, really tame for a long time. Yeah. And now yeah. like Stars and Mars is coming back. I'm watching Special Forces at the moment. It's fucking incredible. Like shit like that where they're like, let's did you watch House kill of these Villains? People.
What's House
I
of Villains?
I did watch House of Villains.
Explain.
And can I say, obsessed.
What is it?
I think you what? Should explain.
What is
I
it?
I only watched, I saw it in a Hey You newsletter.
Is Jafar in it?
And,
that'd be amazing. No, it's.
But Hayes? Jack Taylor is, and you should know who he is. From Jack Sandoval.
He's one of them.
Yeah.
He's definitely one of them.
Yeah. You got Stassi, you got Tom, you got Dom, you got Jack.
It's basically just Vanderpump.
No, it's a show that's like bringing together like each TV show's most iconic villain over time.
Yeah. And they're so all like, in a house so like together. Newman, isn't it, from Seinfeld?
Again, we're talking reality TV, but for you as a survivor
any
guy.
Any survivor ones? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, let me guess. Fucking that one dude who's like, shouldn't be in as many stuff.
You're thinking about Russell.
Yeah. He's not him in it?
No. Johnny Fairplay.
Yeah, he was good.
Johnny Fairplay. It's great to see Fairplay. Fairplay and Omarosa have this whole thing. Like, we were on the original high concept reality shows and you guys are all pussies.
Yeah, yeah. Hell yeah.
But yeah, Spencer Pratt, Omarosa.
Okay, and what do they do? Just like...
At this point, I've only watched one episode, only one episode's aired. Just can't figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good. They just put him in a house.
So it's like any show. Yeah. I just want to know why it's good.
The quote?
The quote.
I mean, what's not good about it?
What's not to like?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're waking up the next day. Paris Hilton's in a by the way,
you know who's in House of Villains?
How could we be still talking about House of Villains?
The woman from Dance Moms in the wheelchair, the mean woman.
Oh, what's her name?
The mean woman in the wheelchair. No.
Come on.
It's going to kill me. And if you guys keep speaking, it's going to be harder.
I have
old mama no legs.
You know
Come
what?
On.
Cassie, I'll pull up the database. I've got the biggest list of mean wheelchair women.
It's a website.
You got it. You got to see. No, I've got a full
this
website.
Lady was crazy. You've learned nothing.
This lady was crazy. What was her name?
And she went to jail.
Yeah. I'm on like page 15 here.
Penelope Tate. A bunch of them went to jail too.
Mean wheelchair woman. Let me Google it.
I reckon she comes up.
Mean
one of my favorite scenes in a reality woman. TV show is when she backs out of her wheelchair.
Oh, Abby
Lee Miller.
Abby Lee Miller.
All right, so the next morning.
Okay, no, we're not at the morning.
Morning has broken at this point.
Can you let Gemma run the show,
Gemma,
please?
Gemma, take us through.
Maybe it is the next morning. I don't know.
Gemma, I love you, but it is the next morning.
Okay, yeah, I was like, maybe it is. Oh, yeah, because they get in the car and they have to hand over.
That's in the next morning.
Their belongings.
Yeah, it's post-party.
I assume the party went deep into the night.
And there's a big Day funny. There's a big funny.
What's the funny?
Where she hands over her phone and her cash and her credit card, and then he knocks on the window and she pulls out another flip phone.
Yeah.
What decoy phone?
Yeah. I do miss the flip phone.
Mm, me too.
Yeah. It's that old.
Every show I've bought has had a flip phone.
Every show I bought. Oh, yeah.
I'd say that's likely. That's very likely. Now, if you haven't been paying attention, right now we're talking about a show where Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie are going to go live with a family in middle America.
They're rich. They haven't worked. They're lazy.
Yeah,
they smell bad or good. I don't know. I've never been as close as Mark has.
All their luxuries and their cell phone and no money.
Wow.
We take two girls. They're filthy rich.
That's so cool, man.
We take two girls. They're filthy rich.
They're filthy rich.
I don't know the next words to this. Next
words to speak.
Will they something spoiled, rotten? Will they cry when they hit bottom? Something, oh my God, something. Wow. Simple life.
Simple life.
But now, but we haven't even got to it yet. But now they're on their way. They give away their luxuries. They give away their money, their cards, their phones. They get on a private jet.
They're on the PJ.
And they fly.
This is going to be fun. I hope it's not boring.
I hope they just take us to Paris. Wouldn't that be fun?
But then they land. They land in a land called the Ozarks.
Ozarks.
It's like one house for every.
Oh, in the play, whatever. They're like
long distance.
They're like, yeah. Oh my god, look! There's like all the houses like are so far apart. Like that's poor, but that's rich.
Yeah, like
that's rich.
Nah, but they were small houses. Yeah,
small dirty houses on big plots of houses.
And they're like, I hate cows. Sorry, that's later.
Now,
no, they never say that.
Oh, sorry, that's ep 2. Can I say what really pissed me off about this show?
What's that, buddy?
I had to watch it on 7+.
Oh, wasn't it irritating?
And it's a 20-minute long show, and it took an hour and 15 minutes of my fucking life.
See, for me, it made me feel like I was back in high school watching it on
TV. Yeah, you got to have the ads. It's part of the experience.
No!
I have no patience for ads.
I have zero patience for ads.
You play solitaire.
I'm a busy girl.
Mel plays Tetris.
I was getting so annoyed watching it. I was like, how is there another ad?
It was good. Upsetting. Little breaks because so much was happening. You needed the time to digest.
You do need to digest.
Now, next scene.
And they get health insurance.
Yeah, next scene, they get in a ute, okay?
What?
Yeah.
And there's no driver. The doors are just open. The plane lands. They get out and they're like, I guess they're driver.
They say here, she's like, do I have to drive? And Nicole says, I can't drive.
Yeah.
Also can't drive.
I don't believe it. Shout out, Nicole. I just don't think she has a license.
No, she's lost her license.
Okay. So they throw their bags, which like apparently they have like 20 bags, but you only see them throw two in the back.
Yeah.
Then they jump into the car.
I've got a nice written note from the Ledding family.
That's right. And they read the night. Like, that's cute. That's really cute. What is
that's
this? Is
this so nice?
What did, how they put this on the paper? How'd they do it?
How did the words get on paper?
What's a pencil? It's not even pen. That's cute.
She's not very good at driving. She can't figure it out.
She's terrible. The car has no reverse.
Gemini can't speak.
Nicole kind of looks like Snooki.
Yeah, she's got definite Snook vibes here.
Yeah, I can see that.
She glowed up.
Yeah.
Massively. Yeah, she looks all right now.
So did Snooki.
So does Snooki.
She is Snooki.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
She's the archetype that Snooki took from.
So she gets in the car. They can't drive very good, but then they do drive fine. There's a bit.
She can't reverse and yeah. she's insists that the car.
Reverse.
It does though. It reverses later in the episode.
Who gives a shit?
I stopped caring.
The car gets to the house eventually. They get out. You meet the family.
And they're all there. Big Jim, Little Jim, Slim Jim, everybody.
Old Jim.
Crane. Yeah.
Jim's wife. Old Jim's wife.
The Adling fam.
Brandon.
Braxton.
Bill, Bob, Billy Bob.
Justin. Oh, Kane, not Crane. Kane.
Kane the Crane.
But it's spelled like C-A-Y-N-E.
There's the most adorable Dwayne Johnson. There's the most adorable little boy. Such a good boy.
Yeah, Braxton. Yeah.
Braxton's my favorite boy.
Braxton, the grandma Curly.
I texted when good I was boy, watching Braxton it. Boy. I texted Gem about Braxton.
Braxton kept
so
me in the show.
Cute.
So I was like, this kid's good. Braxton, this is a good kid.
David after dentist.
So there's
all the kids are there.
So there's like aggressive, awkward silence where yeah. they're like, hey, hi.
They get out of the car.
What do you think of this place?
Yeah.
There's how many bathrooms?
Can I throw something out there? They look like trash, Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie. So and they get out of the car and there's supposed to be kind of like a culture shocky thing. Like they look so different, but they dress like trailer trash.
They dress like streetwalkers.
And they've come into a.
The family would dress fine.
Yeah, but like that's what I'm saying. Like the family are dressed nicer than these two girls.
Oh,
so
it's not like
they're going into like the slums. It's like they've gone to a place where the people are dressed nicer.
But again,
this
is Christina Aguilera's dirty era.
Dirty era. I have to remember the dirty era. That's true.
They got mad colors on them.
That's true. And then they get taken into a room where they're like, this is going to be your bedroom. There's a hole in the floor. There's no windows and there's bugs everywhere.
Yep.
And what's the hole in the floor for? Was that a shower?
It was their well.
What's a well? What does a well do?
Yeah, what is a well?
What's a well?
But I don't know.
I shit in the well. Is that okay?
Why don't they get water from a tap?
Because they don't have a tap. We get water from a well as well. But it's called Warragamba Dam. It's a big well.
They need the rains are coming. That's exciting when the rains come because fill the tank up.
But how does it get into the well? Because the well's inside.
There's multiple holes. Mm. That's the thing. That's the wells are tricky like that. They have multiple holes.
Multiple hole situation.
But all I'm saying is they get put in a room that's not suitable to live in. And the whole thing's supposed to be like, God, these guys are prissy.
What are you talking about? Had no windows. Or
there's
whatever.
Literally no windows in there. Yes, there was holes in the wall. And they were like, where are the windows? And like, no, there aren't any windows. And then they're like, oh, we're sleeping on a porch.
I love that the family agreed to do this project before they had the space to house them. So yeah. They've just built it
yeah.
as fast as possible, but they couldn't finish it before they arrived. Yeah.
And so
I wonder how they found these families.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it's only one in the first season, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh man, they're so prissy. It's like, no. I get it. Like
it looks pretty
rough.
Yeah.
Like they're not exactly like sleeping in like a normal bed.
No.
My favorite,
there's no walls.
My favorite thing that's happening in the show at the moment is the family interviews where they're just put in front of the camera and like the two brothers are sitting there. It's like, they're nice to me, I'll be nice to them, but payback's a bitch or whatever. Yeah. Like, although if they're going to act like little bitches to us, then payback is hell. The little brother behind us going like, yeah, skater.
But the dad's off it. The dad's already he's like, pretty awkward. I might just send him out to go do something or something.
Yeah, yeah. And he does. He sends him to the shops with
a
$50 budget.
Yeah.
And so they do it. They do. Honestly, let me just take you through what's happened in this episode. We open on two girls on a red carpet, then they go shopping, then they have a party, and then they get on a plane, then they drive a car.
They have a welcome party.
They meet a family, and now they're going to do a grocery shop.
Yeah.
So we watch
them. But the juxtaposition between the clothing shopping and the grocery shopping.
As foreshadowing. The clothing shopping was foreshadowing to the grocery shopping.
But still, it's like they're the same activity, but different.
But different. That's why this is such a good show.
$50 budget, $1,500 for dog bag.
Wow.
Pig's feet first on the list.
They what?
Pig's feet in a jar.
Oh,
that was
God.
Foul.
The jar.
That freaked me out.
Again, this is not real? Them being like rich people. That is gross.
Is that real? Like, do you get pig's feet in a jar?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Do humans eat pig feet?
Yes, we eat the pig's feet. We use it for broths. Come on.
Like, again,
I'm a vegetarian.
I was about to say, like, the whole concept of eating meat is so gross to me, but, like, pig's feet in a jar.
It's gross.
Yeah, and it was foul.
They do a shop. They get too much. It's
well,
like
yeah, because Paris has been chucking, like, apple juice and just shit that wasn't on the list that she wanted.
Looked like Nicole pulled out a big can of hairspray as well at one point.
Yeah. They got to stop spraying that hair. It is dead.
But then they go back to the place. Before that, though. Oh, I'm sorry.
He's like...
Can you pump the brakes, please?
I'm sorry.
You are not in control.
When Nicole's like, can't you just give it to us? And he's like, it's not a soup kitchen. And then when they leave the shops, they're like, what did he mean? What's a soup kitchen? Ooh. Like, and then also when they're like loading the groceries into the car.
That's good stuff.
Nicole's like to Paris, where did you get this cart thing? Like the shopping cart.
Nicole Richie is good value. I will say there is a moment in this episode where Nicole Richie did make me laugh. And I think
she's
we all
funny.
Know
funny.
I think they lucked out so hard with her. I think Nikki would have been a flop.
Because she, like, and this might be rude, but Paris Hilton seems rather dim.
Yeah.
Nicole, well, I think it's more of an
act
for Nicole.
Yeah,
I think
I agree.
She got good schooling and cared, probably gave a shit a little bit.
Yeah.
But she knows what, because when Paris is absolutely fucking up driving, Nicole is like, Paris, please, like, it needs to be in drive. It's in neutral. And that's why I think Nicole is probably the saving grace of the show, because she shows the frustration with Paris that
like
all of us have.
And again, well after this, we've learned that Nicole's quite quick-witted and funny.
Yeah.
And so she's doing this act. She does it really well. And again, I think that Nikki would have been
She's just a horny sluice. Loves to booze. Loves to kiss a boy.
She's a sluice who likes to booze.
Yes. Has a rich friend. Gets into cool club.
Also very rich herself.
Yeah, but like not as...
I would say they're on point to...
Definitely not.
No. I think Lionel Richie's richer than the Hiltons. Keep in mind, I know that...
International hotel chain?
Yeah, but there's eight brothers. All that money's split.
Okay. Well, okay. I just think that if at any point they were like, I'm short, bro, give me access to the capital, they just would.
Kathy denies that, but she's probably lying. But
I forget that you know everything about these people's lives. I shouldn't say anything.
Lionel Richie was in the Commodores.
Oh yeah, I think Lionel Richie, I actually think, is richer than the Hiltons.
They don't call him Lionel Pori.
Don't say the Hiltons then, though. Because if there's eight brothers.
Then Rick and Kathy Hilton.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah.
So they get back to the house after they've done the grocery shop. The weird grandma. Old grandma.
She's
grandma
weird. Curly. She's just old.
She's.
I loved
she
grandma.
She had a bit of a. I was a bit freaked out by her.
Oh, you should have been.
She
grandma was scary.
Well, because she was like just slowly walking towards them like the Terminator, being like, no, "They'll come around here and you'll pluck."
The music was like, "Dun dun dun."
And she I'll show you how to pluck the chicken.
I think it was what she did to those chickens made me scared of her.
Yeah, but like,
what killed them and prepped them for eating?
Yeah,
come on,
terrifying.
Come on, Jem.
But then again, like, I'm still on their side when they get in, you know, she comes over, she's like, hey guys, you want to come kill something with me? And she's like
girls, you're gonna help me pluck the chicken.
Yeah, the old woman comes up and she's like, hey, you little sluts,
hey, you little dirtbags,
you want to come fucking kill something with me? And they're like, grandma, are you all right? She's like,
you make a choice, either you own the menu or it's the chicken.
She's got Tinkerbell in one arm.
Yeah, if I find out you tell anyone about me, about my murders, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Wait till you meet my son. He likes to wear the flesh of his victims. Quite fond of a chainsaw.
But the girls, they're pretty much like, nah.
No, I'm not touching a dead animal.
And then adorable Braxton. She's like, did they kill your chickens? He's like, We all killed the chickens.
Braxton is like, so fuck yeah, Braxton. Cute. He's just chilling with them on the couch. It's the first time he's ever seen someone say no and to then something.
He's a good, hardworking boy.
Well, he's probably never seen anyone just walk in and be like, no, I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's like, what is this witchcraft?
Yeah, they've ruined Braxton. You know he grew up different.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Braxton for sure is like, he looks like Machine Gun Kelly nowadays.
There's no way he doesn't. Absolutely.
And so the grandma.
I did see a photo of grown up Braxton today.
Machine Gun Kelly.
I was like, I want to actually see what
very normal
looks like.
Looking guy.
So then the grandma comes in the house and she's like,
she's back again.
Are you going to kill them with me or what? We going to make hairdressers.
And then both of them are like, nah, I just don't want to pluck a chicken. I just don't want to. And she's like,
I can't be near a dead animal, which really pissed me off because, babe, you eat meat.
And by the way, we've kind of glossed over it.
I mean, they ate the chicken.
Yeah. We've glossed over it a little bit, but we did see, this was during the Paris Hilton butt scene where her pants couldn't stay up and she tries to run away and her butt comes out of her pants. But it doesn't really, because it's there's nothing down there.
She's a scarecrow.
She's a scarecrow, flat butt scarecrow.
Yeah.
Something. She was sitting on something on the balcony though, which I found weird when she was getting her photos taken. She clearly was sitting on a butt there, but I don't know. I guess since the simple life,
I think she was ill.
That he was that close to her, and this has never come up.
I think she was a bit sick.
Yeah.
Why do you bring this up when I was talking about the time I saw a lizard?
It's comparable.
It's. I would say the stories are as good, and that's how
she saw a rock lizard. Yeah. You saw a lot lizard.
I honestly think it's such a bad story that it's on the same par
that's
as your
prostitute
lizard story.
At a truck
how is
station.
It a bad story oh, that you really? Saw yeah, Paris Hilton?
A lot lizard is.
You know what pissed me off about this? We've done a Paris Hilton related show before.
I was just thinking that.
This you know is what? Comparable to the time that Andy just brought up randomly that he goes rock climbing with Chase from.
Oh, Adrian Grenier.
Yeah.
Chase.
Vinny Chase.
Yeah, you are right. Yeah. Cool. I see where you got there. They eat the chicken. The end. Does anything else happen in this episode?
They talk to the
brother. Well, the dinner conversation's pretty egregious.
What's the dinner conversation?
Do you hang out at Walmart? To which Paris says, what's a Walmart? Mm-hmm. Is it a place where they sell Walmart? Walls?
No, hey, she says walls and stuff for walls.
It's so cute.
It's not.
Apparently I read
grown woman.
She, that was like scripted and she
no,
knew.
No, she says in the documentary she absolutely knows what Walmart is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I still kind of
think that she did it. Having fun.
It's hilarious.
Having a good time.
It's a good
bit.
Well,
she went to one of those.
Oh, she was just being a piece of shit to that family.
Yeah.
She was doing
like
what Cassie did.
She's doing
the exact same thing I did.
Wait, so what happened? Did you have to pluck chickens with your family?
No, they were lovely to us. They let us drive their car.
No, she had to denail rats. Yeah. It was quite appalling.
They made the family made spaghetti and Cassie's like, what is this?
No thanks.
They did give me a little Bible when I left.
I've got extra gum spearmint flavor, so I'll just chew on that. Thank you very much. I'm trying to look like my hero.
So at dinner time, they have a conversation. Basically, throughout this whole episode, there's like an imposed culture shock between them and the family, where they're like, "Wow, we don't." But the thing is, they do. They understand everything this, because his family aren't like the wildest thing that happened in this whole episode was that this family prepares their own meat. That's essentially it. It's not like they got there and this family was like, "This is the spit bucket." You know, this is the bag we punch. You
our
know,
toilet's like, outside.
Yeah, like it was just
we have an outhouse.
It was pretty normal, and I guess they didn't go too extreme. But
that's true.
Gags.
It was nicer than the hay match.
And they're not
indoor plumbing.
True.
They're not like a impoverished family.
No,
like
no.
Yeah.
I mean, the grandma was a freak, and we all know that. But other than that, they were pretty normal.
Well, yeah, but she's from another time.
It's from another time. Yeah.
Grandpa was there, but refused to be on the camera.
We didn't really hear from him.
Or every time they turned it on him, racist remarks.
They just couldn't keep any of the footage.
Oh, it also made me laugh at dinner when the family asked them if they'd been to like this part of America before. And Paris was like, "No, I only really travel to Europe or LA or New York." And I was just like, okay. And then when they're like, "Oh, I couldn't imagine living in a big city," the family, and they were like, "I couldn't imagine living here." And Paris is like, "I would die if I live here." And I was like, wow.
Again, this is me at 13
years old.
Oh
my God, stop it, Cassie.
Like in front of the family.
It's so gross. Oh, I know, no, we were terrible.
But wasn't it, why, it was you, your friend, and the rest of your choir or whatever it was,
no,
right?
No, we billeted in pairs.
Oh, of course.
So wait, who were these families that you were staying with? Did they also have children?
Yeah.
Did you?
And you would, fuck them? Or you, they just would put you in the homes of strangers.
Actually, no, one of the families didn't have children.
Oh,
that's just
no.
So weird.
Oh, that is weird.
Yeah, you don't want families without children.
Yeah, on that trip is my first memory of.
Oh, God.
Who is now my best friend, God. Dan.
Everyone take hands. No. Get ready for the trauma.
Oh, no.
No, no.
Oh, your hands are so warm. Mutual friend, Dan Ives, decided to grab an electric fence. Yeah, and that was my first
that
memory of him.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm going to make that guy my bestie.
Love you, Dan.
Pretty hilarious. They're talking to the brother and then he goes, "It's cold, I'm going to get a jacket." Goes inside and like, "Oh, he's nice. Yeah, he's cute, he's cute." He's like, "We should have a threesome with him." Yeah. And then Paris like, "Yeah, give him something."
Yeah, that bit made me laugh.
Yeah, me too.
I thought it was funny.
Me too.
That was
throw
Nicole. Nicole's funny.
Yeah.
Where she was just like.
That line was enough to make me be like, "I hope they do fuck that brother. I better watch the rest of this season."
Wait, are they going to fuck that brother?
Yeah.
I've seen A Night in Paris.
Is he, he's like their age, right?
No.
No, he's a teenager.
Oh, okay. So that's way.
If anything, the comment was
right,
criminal.
So dude said that.
Oh, gone.
Yeah.
Absolutely
yeah.
gone. But it was
I don't
funny.
Know. This is 2003.
Oh, yeah.
Anything keep in mind, Wilma, at this point, like Wilma Van Der Ram
no
is dating a child.
No
Demi
one's
Lovato.
Flicking through The Simple Life looking for a way to cancel Paris. But
No.
Yeah.
No.
But this podcast, I get cancelled every day.
Yeah, for laughing at Burns victims.
You cancel yourself.
So literally the only other thing that happens in this episode is that they get told the house rules.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the
make
house rules.
Make your beds, no cussing.
Like completely reasonable as well.
Yeah, well, the curfew's a bit odd, but.
Well, no, because you don't want to be waking everyone up. It's a small house.
True.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think curfews are really important to not waking people up. Welcome to every share house I've ever been in.
Wait, were you ever in
well,
one
you
had
curfews in share houses?
No. What? I just wanted to impose them.
Oh, disgusting.
I lived in a share house where the walls were so paper thin that like you would go to bed at like midnight and then wake up at 3 a.m. to like all three of my roommates fucking different people.
Nice. Ooh. And you were like playing solo.
You're like, I'm a virgin.
Two of them are married now. Slay.
Slay.
Oh, you know what the curfew was for though? Is because if you were up in the house after 12, that's Nan's hours. And she just sort of roams. And if she catches you during that time,
it's like
they're not responsible.
Game over.
It's like that movie, The Visit. You don't go look at Nan.
Yeah.
Where are they going as well? You know, like their curfew is midnight, but they're
yeah,
in this. They're
well,
in
they,
small
they
town.
Find a club.
They go
apparently,
out to a bar.
Oh,
I remember Nicole.
But
Rich,
it looks like
it's
a club that has stripping poles and shit. Is that in that town, or are they driving like an hour and a half to go to a city?
For sure, there's a strip club in that town. For sure,
there is.
But
yeah.
I remember there's a
but
scene
she said
because I remember
people.
Watching it with my mom where Nicole Richie pours bleach on a pool table, and my mom just being like, "That is disgusting."
Yeah, she should be at Kid Nation pouring that bleach into children's mouths.
Yes.
And that's essentially like
that's it.
Great throwback. I weirdly have the same throwback in my quiz.
Gemma, please tell us everything else that happens in this episode that I've skipped over.
I think we covered it all.
Nothing happened.
Yeah, nothing happened.
Everything happened.
A car stalled. They were rich. They shopped twice.
Different budgets.
Different budgets.
Yeah.
Different
juxtaposition.
Yeah.
Budgets for different needs.
That leads us on to ratings for the pilot episode of The Simple Life. Cassie, what are you giving this one?
Look, I'm so keen to keep watching. I think I loved the era of like high concept reality TV. I'm giving it a 7.5.
Nonsense. Kale, what are you giving it?
Jesus. 2.
Gem.
I'm also keen to continue watching. I wanted to again.
You can't continue watching, so your 2 is ridiculous. Go on, Gem.
I have a partner that I love and care for. Okay.
No, that's very fair.
Because I've wanted to rewatch the show for a while, which is kind of one of the reasons why I wanted to do it. I'm going to give it a solid 7.
You guys are mental. This is getting a 1.5 for me. Yeah. To be honest, I watched this back in the day as well. Like, I'm not sitting here on like a little high horse saying like, this is trash. No one should ever watch it.
I like
but you
it's
are.
A little high horse.
Not on a high horse. He's not on the high horse, but he's saying those things.
Like a Shetland pony.
But like, here's the thing. Like, it had a time and a place.
Definitely.
It was iconically of the time, I would say as well. Like, this was a huge show. It kind of showed the state of celebrity at the time. There's a lot to take from this show, but it also existed in a time where like so much reality TV was being made at such a cheap cost. And this was like, the budget of the show was way lower than I expected going into this rewatch. Like, this looked like shit. It was like the voiceover was fucking awful throughout the entire thing. There was just like so many like things added into the mix later on, like weird noises and stuff that they added in to like pretend. There were so many scenes in this when like clearly someone didn't say something, so they just put like someone saying something over it, like and did a wide shot of them. It was very silly. It was very boring.
And
the first episode of this was very, very
boring. It's like he didn't see coverage its original nose.
And it helped pave the way to the destruction of modern media today.
Yes, exactly, exactly. But I will say that going on, sure, exciting things are going to happen. But as a pilot episode, this was very, very, very boring.
Yeah, no, everything that's exciting and fun that happened in the episodes that I watched after was just because they were completely insulting and disregarding the emotions and problems that these people are
and that's
having
why
in
we're
real
here.
Life.
That's what we're doing.
I mean, you have a pilot to set the show up, so we're setting everyone
barely
up
set
and
it up,
now
though.
They can go watch it and enjoy.
Yeah, yeah. It could have been longer. Weird that I'm saying that, but we could have done a 40-minute
pilot.
I feel
like you say that a lot with the 20-minute reality.
Yeah, 20 minutes
shows.
Isn't enough. It's enough. Too much to
Although
get.
Although when Housewives was 40 minutes, you said that was too much. So
40 minutes is too much. 40 minutes is too much.
Something about the reality shows that it's hard to find a sweet medium.
Sweet spot.
Yeah. Now we have a very special thing. This is a 20-minute episode, so we figured it would run very short in the edit, unlike Walker Texas Ranger, which ran long, which was weird. But Cassie has done our favorite segment, and that is Quizzes with Cassie. Hit the drop.
Well, it's Quizzes with Cassie. Fuck.
I love it. Okay. So everyone's competing.
How do we answer?
There's A, B, C, and D.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it's not like a call-in situation.
Well, this last three
do we have
are just,
buzzers?
Do we buzz?
No,
because you're each going to have your own.
I dib sliving.
Sliving?
I dib.
You can also do sliving
Walmart?
If you want.
What's Walmart?
Oh, yeah. What's Walmart? No, mine's shut it, Connor!
Okay, mine's going to be slipping then. Okay. You take Shannon. Yeah.
Again, don't need them.
We're not going to have buses, but mine was Smooth Criminal. Just if you're wondering, that was what
okay,
my buzz
no,
was going
to
be.
It's nice. Good to know what all your buzzers could have been.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. The concept of The Simple Life was...
Shannon Connolly! Some dickhead in an office somewhere.
Hell
the
yeah.
The concept of The Simple Life was inspired by A silent movie from the early 20th century. B, a Lionel Richie song about country living. C, a 1960s sitcom. Or D, a friend of Paris Hilton's whose friends went bankrupt and they moved to Missouri.
Whose question is this? Because you said we're not buzzing in.
No, you all give an A, B, C, D.
Oh, okay.
So we all get a turn to guess.
You all just say A, B, C, D.
C.
C.
What about buzzers? What was
that? I can't explain the question, guys.
I'm going to go D. It was most detailed.
Yeah.
C. Good job, Gems.
What was C? Can you read?
1960 sitcom. It was inspired by Green Acres.
Green Acres is the place to be. I made that up. I don't think that's it.
I was like,
Green Eggs and Ham. I don't like them, Sam. I am.
Next question.
This one's been answered, but Nicole was not.
All right, so this one's just for me and Mark then.
Okay, yeah.
Let's see if you've been paying attention. Yeah. Nicole was not the first choice to be Paris's sidekick.
I know the answer, but
Shannon Connolly.
Which one of these turned it down? A. Kelly Osbourne.
Shannon Connolly.
B. Nikki Hilton.
Shannon Connolly.
C. Farrah Al-Jufri.
No.
Or D. No, Kourtney Kardashian.
No, it's not those two.
Yeah, it's
Shannon Connolly.
Shannon Connolly.
B.
B.
Shannon Connolly.
Shannon Connolly. Smooth Criminal. B.
Can I say why I put Kourtney Kardashian
Shannon
there?
Shannon Connolly. B.
She was in a similar reality show well before the Kardashians.
Oh.
Where she had to live on a ranch.
Who did?
Kourtney Kardashian.
Womp.
Next question.
Shannon Connolly.
Nicole Richie was hospitalized on the show, but it didn't make it to air. What happened?
Burnt.
A. She drank bleach.
Fuck off.
Shannon.
B. She got poor people cooties.
Connolly.
C. She got dehydrated. D. She contracted mad cow disease.
Shannon Connolly. C.
Smooth Criminal. C.
You're all right.
Yeah.
After a whole season of Nicole and Paris not speaking, who was cast to replace Nicole before eventually dropping out, causing the show to be cancelled? A. Kelly Osbourne.
Shannon Connolly.
B. Nikki Hilton. C. Farrah Al-Jufri.
Who the fuck is Farrah Al-Jufri?
It's Carl Richards' daughter. D. Kim Kardashian.
Shannon Connolly. A.
Shannon Connolly. B.
D.
It was Kelly Osbourne.
Shannon Connolly.
Nice.
No, whenever I get one right, can you just hit the womp, womp, womp? Because I don't feel good about it. Thank you. Yeah, I'm ashamed.
In the third season, Paris and Nicole stay with a family. The daughter in this family eventually went on to have a pop career.
Oh, this is going to be my fun fact.
Shannon Connolly.
Who was it? A. Meghan Trainor.
Who?
B. Katy Perry.
What?
I know Katy Perry. It's not her because Katy Perry is like 50.
Shannon.
Kesha. Or D, Baby Rexha.
Oh, it's got to be Kesha, right?
C, Kesha.
Shannon Connolly.
Now, who was that first one?
Meghan Trainor.
Yeah, who that?
She does a song
she
like,
had that song.
I could have my Gucci on. Okay. Yeah, the next three are just three answers.
What do you mean they're just three
There's
answers?
No options you have to say.
Well, we've got buzzers.
Oh, my God, so you gave up.
No.
You got halfway through the quiz and you gave up.
I want to hear all your answers. Was Nicole or Paris in jail during some of the airing of The Simple Life?
Shannon Connolly, Nicole.
They both were.
It was Jared from Subway that you're thinking
Shannon
of.
Connolly.
They both were. Very good, Jared.
Wow, trick question.
Trick question.
On a recent episode of Watch What
Happens.
Wait,
my answer's yes.
Nice.
Thanks.
On a recent episode of Watch What Happens Live that Cassie watched, Paris Hilton said she still keeps in contact with one member of the Letting family from this season.
Well, it's not the grandma, she's
Braxton.
Dead.
Who was it? Grandma's still alive, I checked.
How'd she still alive?
With the blood of her victims.
Grandpa's dead.
Grandpa's dead.
Who was it?
Shannon Connolly Braxton. Nah, probably the mum because she was nice to her.
I was going to say Braxton too, but I'm going to say Kane, the other son.
I don't know any of them, so the middle son.
Guys, trust yourselves. It was Braxton.
Yeah, I thought it would have been.
And last question. What does Braxton do for a living now?
Hitman for hire.
Yeah, Shannon Connolly.
I wish you'd stop saying my preference.
I'd say that he probably works... in farm.
I was going to say that too. He owns the fam farm.
Braxton. No, let me guess again. Because mine was a joke. I think he actually, for a living now, is in like advertising.
Braxton's a lawyer, bitches.
Wow.
He did seem brighter than the rest.
Go Braxton.
Yeah.
Polite too.
Well, like a farm lawyer. Like someone's like, he stole two of my cows, but I said I owed him $5 of mayo.
Now hold on, Cletus. If you had three cows and he took one away, how many cows you got left? You'd had two cows, Cletus, but now count with me. One, two, three. You still got all three cows there, Bubba. That's a case closed.
Braxton.
Oh no.
He's looking good. He looks fit and healthy.
No,
he looks good.
David.
Yeah. Braxton wishes. He looks like shit.
Braxton looks fine.
Hey, Braxton, I know you're listening.
He's definitely listening.
Do better,
Brax. Fuck off,
Braxton's doing great.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
Braxton, you're a lawyer, but at what cost?
I don't know.
He's a lawyer.
He met Paris.
I'd like to think he's a lawyer for the chickens.
Yeah. No, someone needs to be. Yeah.
I mean, he's definitely been eating the chickens.
Yeah, right. Yeah, definitely.
Braxton. I regret showing you guys a photo of Braxton.
He's still got the same haircut, which is nice.
Are we doing the quiz?
I think that's it.
When's the quiz coming?
When's the quiz?
Fuck you guys.
I like the quiz.
Roll the tape.
I like the quiz. It was great.
Sit in it.
Wow. What an amazing half hour of television. We learn about Braxton.
Are you so glad that I bought you more thrilling content?
Yes!
And won't ever stop.
Yes!
Yeah, never stop. That's never one stop. Thing I do insist on. You never stop.
Never
Let
stop.
The thing is, one's better than none.
Exactly. You're shooting yourself in the foot because you know that the merch this season is a car or a car.
And our lowest rate against a car.
Yeah, but you guys keep giving it a high score. The 7 and 7. You're going to hit in the middle there.
True.
I can't lie. And I can't let down Braxton like that because we've been IMing. And I think something's happening.
You think something's happening?
Yeah.
you're catching feelings?
Overruled.
Yeah. Jem, thank you so much for coming on again. This makes you a 19-time champ.
And for putting up with my BS.
We'll do Vanderpump Rules soon.
Trash.
No BS.
No BS.
Only
beautiful stories. Sure. If that's what you mean by BS, if you mean beautiful stories, then yes.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you so much at home for listening. If you have any recommendations, write into testpilotpodcast@gmail.com. We missed a week there. Don't worry, it will never happen again. Test Pilot will keep going until you're in a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but
six,
it will not live out honestly, live grandma letting.
Dude, about 6 months.
That's true.
Like, if you're listening to this, you have 6 months till you're going to be in a nursing home.
Yeah.
So use this 6 months well. Tell that girl you love her. And you know what? We're going to end this episode the same way we end every single episode. And that's by saying,
I'm engaged, you idiots.
Oh, woo! Shit. Oh, shit.
That's hard. It's living.
That was supposed to be an announcement at the start, but then we went off onto a fucking Burns tangent.
Shannon Connolly really put a bad vibe.
Yeah, honestly, Shannon Connolly tainted my engagement.
She's my date to your wedding.
Please, let me meet her in person.
We just want to take this moment to say a big congratulations to our boy Kale, to our favorite sleuth Mel.
Yep.
Kale and Mel.
They met on the
pod. They fell in love in a hopeless place.
Yeah. I honestly didn't love her until I saw her speaking to a microphone.
Exactly. Yeah. Engaged boy. What will change when he's a married boy on the podcast? Only time will tell. Yeah. Very, very exciting times. Congratulations all around. Let's give a round of applause for Kale. Kale and Mel.
Got my
married.
You guys, that's too much.
Engaged.
Stop it.
And we're going to end this episode.
A bit more. Go on. No,
a bit more.
Yeah, go on.
That's hard.
A little bit more. Yes. Thank you, Daisy. Thank you, Daisy.
Thank you.